out your mind.
And this is our segment of what's happening for us. Now, just in case you don't know, right, let me inform you. We have a real important guest with us talking about an event that's going to take place today. We want you to come out and participate. And what's happening for us basically is going to focus on the cultural movement, poetry, dance, the fashion, the political aspect, political philosophy, basically, and great graffiti breakdancing, and just being rocking the mic. Okay, so now, you know, I want to remind you, the originator's quest of the rap masters, and so trying to, in an attempt to stay relevant, And what's up, going up, is 48 years. And we are honored to have Tamir Davis. And I want you to know, a compilation and rendering of Brendan of the immediate and contemporary interest of the broader community and listening audience. That's you, designed to excite and inform and channel. Yeah, that's you again. Listen. Towards participation, getting you out there, in attendance, to support a community-based activity. This is what we're going to be focusing on. We need to come out today. Today, Tamir Davis will highlight his new documentary on graffiti, celebrating 48 years of hip-hop. Now, without any further ado, Tamir, please introduce yourself. Oh, yeah, I know you're doing it, and of course, what? How can we do that if your microphone's not on? Mr. Davis, right. Again, good morning, how are you? Introduce yourself.
It's a beautiful day today. I love working with Questfuse Radio. In my mind, the Questfuse Radio is one of the best radio stations in the area. Tomorrow's event is as follows. It's entitled Graffiti, the 48th anniversary of hip-hop, movie viewing, panel discussion, demonstrations, and more. It is featuring Bear One, a graffiti artist part of the crew called FC, myself as Ezra, in terms of me and a member of the X-Men crew, Nick One, a member of Aerosol King's graffiti crew, Bones Malone, a noted writer for TC5 and also a journalist that wrote for both Vibe and Source magazine, Prince TC5, an illustrator and noted Smithsonian artist that did illustrations for Source and other different magazines as a whole, noted photographer. The event will take place at Mount Vernon Public Library, 28 South First Avenue in Mount Vernon, New York, zip code 10550. If you are interested, the phone number, if you need further information, you can call 914-668-8255. 1840. Additional information is on the library's website at www.mtvpl.org. We look forward to seeing you at tomorrow's event. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. The 48th anniversary of hip-hop, everybody, we want you to come out and check it out. And I just want to take a minute, right, why should the average person, is it like, I mean, because, you know, I read it in the introduction. Hip-hop is a culture. It's the thing that started history at the beginning, right? And you just named all the people that are going to be there, Bones Malone. Just give us a little background about the people who are panel guests. Just give us a little sneak peek.
I'm gonna give a cheat sheet to the people who are interested in coming out. The cheat sheet is as follows. All of the artists that are actually being featured tomorrow actually were illustrators or graphic artists that did noted work for the Source magazine. So Prince TC5 did illustration for the Source magazine. Bear One, also known as Malik Griffin, did the first Run DMC illustration, cartoon illustration for the Source magazine. Nick Wood did great illustrations for noted magazines as well, and Bones Malone was a noted writer who has his own column, and he was contracted with Quincy Jones to write his own column for the Vibe magazine, as well as writing for the Source magazine. So you had very noted, sagacious people, noted artists, and people who were in many regards social engineers that actually steered hip-hop culture in such a way that it was positive, and a lot of people had learned great information from the writing, from the illustrations, from the artwork. So all of the writers that are actually being presented tomorrow and all artists are actually at one point worked for the Source magazine, and they worked with people like the late, rest in peace, be upon him, Chimo Du, who was a great hip-hop photographer, who came out with the noted hip-hop book on Tupac Shakur, and he did a lot of the photography for Nas and Wu-Tang and you name it. He was actually engaged in, name the artist, and he was actually engaged in the photography. So these are people that are seasoned professionals, and actually worked as noted graffiti writers at one time.
I'm gonna stop you in that, in the middle of that sentence, to say it is the 48th anniversary of hip hop. We want you to come out, get there, be there. And if you have aspirations of becoming a graffiti artist and maybe even a writer or an artist, that's why we expecting you to, you know, be there. But I know you're expecting a packed house. People need to get there on time and in early. And I do understand that there's some kind of refreshments or whatever. And you don't want to miss that. And so, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Mount Vernon Public Library, and that's 28 South First Avenue. Right. And there's a phone number, which is
914-668-1840 for further information.
And there's also a website or whatever,
www.mtvpl, which stands for Mount Vernon Public Library, .org.
Oh, you can Google this. Well, on that note, we're going to go back to DMX, and we want to thank you so much for sharing the experiences that are going to take place. We want everybody to get out today and become part of the movement, the culture, the understanding of just who you are, and identify and let yourself go in a different genre. of hip-hop, and that is graffiti. Am I correct on that?
Yes, that's right. That's correct, sir.
Okay, so if it's okay with you, I'm going to call it a wrap.
Okay. Thanks so much, sir.
Okay, so wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm calling it a wrap. Last chance. Promote this thing one more time. Get them out there. Take it.
48th anniversary of hip-hop culture, and we're going to focus on the first element of hip-hop culture, which is graffiti. Be there. Enjoy yourself. Come learn, share, read, talk, converse at Mount Vernon Public Library.
Thank you so much. This is what's happening to us, and we are Quest Youth Radio. And Quest Youth Radio, you know, this is Jason Radio. Here is the best youth radio.